You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Amber Waterman creates an online persona in a work-from-home Facebook group and offers Ashley Bush a ride to a job interview. Instead, Waterman kidnaps the pregnant woman to steal her unborn baby. Missouri cops believe Waterman shot Bush, then cut the baby from her womb. Waterman's husband reportedly helps roll the body in a tarp and dump it.
That's right. Bush's fiance watches as Waterman drives past where he was waiting to pick up Bush. He tries to follow the vehicle, but eventually loses sight of it. Later, Bush's phone is discovered in a ditch about a mile from where she was last seen. Suspicions are raised when the Watermans protest an autopsy of their, quote, stillborn baby.
Amber Waterman now charged with kidnapping, resulting in death. Jamie Waterman charged as an accessory. Student Sophia Rosing attacks a University of Kentucky dorm monitor trying to run her over with a shopping cart and yelling racial slurs.
Rosing appeared to be heavily intoxicated during the assault. Cell phone video of the assault reveals Rosing used the N-word toward the student over 200 times. The University of Kentucky has not commented on whether Rosing will be expelled.
Rosing allegedly kicks and bites an officer when he tries to cuff her. The college senior charged with assault, disorderly conduct, and assault on a cop. Diana Linford totally ignores a person directing traffic away from a Utah triathlon and plows into two cyclists in the race. Police find drugs in her car.
As you can imagine, the two cyclists were seriously injured. One suffered a compound fracture in their arm that required a tourniquet, and the other agonal breathing as a result of fractured ribs. Linford tells cops she smoked marijuana that morning, and drug recognition experts confirmed she was under the influence.
Linford now charged with causing an accident with serious bodily injury while on illegal drugs. Missouri cops respond to reports of an emotionally disturbed person to find John Freeman covered in blood. He tells cops he strangled sister Sylvia.
Of course, Nancy, that doesn't explain the blood. Cops search Freeman's house and find Sylvia Freeman with stab wounds to her neck, resulting in major blood loss. Further searching leads to a broken glass vase also covered in blood.
Freeman now charged with murder, too. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
An Indiana man convicted of murder in the April shooting death of a man whose body was discovered in a wooded area has now been sentenced to 91 years in prison. Our friends at Crime Online.
Allen County Superior Court Judge Fran Gull sentenced Lopez to 65 years for the murder, adding 20 years as sentence enhancement for using a gun in the crime, and 6 more years for carrying a handgun with a felony conviction within the previous 15 years.
Kinsel was facing an upcoming trial for cocaine possession when his body was discovered April 14th. Police believe the slaying occurred days earlier. A former Kansas City police detective convicted of shooting and killing a black man is asking that his conviction be overturned or that he be given a new trial. Jackson County Circuit Judge Dale Youngs convicted Eric DeValconer in March of involuntary manslaughter and armed criminal action in the death of 26-year-old Cameron Lamb on December 3, 2019. DeValconer, who is white, and his partner shot Lamb within seconds of arriving at a home where Lamb lived. They had followed him after reports of several traffic violations. Lamb was backing a pickup truck into a garage when he was shot. In announcing the conviction, Young said the detectives violated Lamb's constitutional rights. Attorneys for Tennessee death row inmate Byron Black have told a state appeals court that he should not be executed because he is intellectually disabled. Our friends at Crime Online.
Black is appealing a ruling by a Nashville judge earlier this year that denied his motion to be declared intellectually disabled. The judge noted that a state and federal court have previously determined Black does not meet the criteria, but his attorneys argued the criteria have changed, as has the law.
Tennessee enacted a new law last year updating the standards to be used when determining intellectual disability. It also provides a way for inmates who have exhausted their direct appeals to reopen their cases in order to bring an intellectual disability claim. a woman who recently settled a lawsuit in which she had claimed to have been sexually trafficked to Britain's Prince Andrew and others by the financier Jeffrey Epstein, has dropped a similar claim against noted American attorney Alan Dershowitz, saying she may have erred in accusing him. Virginia Giuffre's lawsuit against the prominent lawyer has now been withdrawn. She and Dershowitz issued a joint statement saying the resolution of the lawsuit did not involve the payment of money or anything else. Dershowitz said he was gratified that the claims were withdrawn, and Giuffre has admitted she may have made a mistake. Giuffre had filed a defamation lawsuit against Dershowitz after accusing a number of prominent men, including Prince Andrew, of sexually exploiting her when she was 17 and 18 years old.
Quinita Morton notices when the Waffle House customer sitting next to her leaves his wallet behind. Closed circuit TV shows Morton looking around, then covering the wallet with her hat. She drags the hat toward her and drops it in her bag. When cops bring Morton in for questioning, she says she couldn't help herself. The money was, quote, calling to her. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.